AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump has announced trade deals with Japan and a handful of other Asian countries. These deals will relieve some pressure on companies and consumers from slightly higher tariffs on their imports to the United States. And the president says European Union officials will be in Washington for trade talks.
And we have Europe coming in tomorrow and the next day. We have some other ones coming in. We're doing things that have never been done in this country before, and our country is becoming very rich again, and that's the way it should be. They're not taking advantage of us.
Trump also says he has reached a trade agreement with Philippine leader Ferdinand Marcos Jr. following their meeting at the White House on Tuesday. Trump says the U.S. will slightly drop its tariff rate for the Philippines without paying import taxes for what it sells there. AP correspondent Karen Shamitz reports on over 20 Gazans killed by the latest Israeli strikes.
Health authorities have confirmed that more than half of the 21 people killed in Gaza by the Israeli strikes overnight, Tuesday into Wednesday, were women and children. Desperation is mounting in the Palestinian territory of more than 2 million, which experts say is at risk of famine because of Israel's blockade and nearly two-year offensive. More than 1,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces since May while trying to get food in the Gaza Strip. Most of them were killed by Israeli forces at aid sites run by an American contractor. More than 100 human rights groups and charities signed a letter published on Wednesday demanding more aid for Gaza and warning of grim conditions causing starvation. I'm Karen Shamas.
The man who pleaded guilty in the brutal stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students will be sentenced today. A judge is expected to order Brian Koberger to serve four life sentences without parole. This is AP News. The driver accused of ramming his car into a crowd outside a Los Angeles nightclub over the weekend has been charged with 37 counts of attempted murder. Fernando Ramirez could face multiple sentences of life in prison if he's convicted. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports demonstrators took to the streets across Ukraine over a new law weakening anti-corruption agencies.
Thousands of Ukrainians protested in the capital, Kyiv, and other cities Tuesday, urging President Volodymyr Zelensky to veto a controversial anti-corruption bill. It was the largest anti-government rally in over 3 years. Despite the public outcry, Parliament says Zelensky has signed the bill. The new law increases the prosecutor general's control over anti-corruption agencies. That's sparking fears it will undermine their independence. And critics, including the European Union, warn this weakens Ukraine's anti-corruption efforts, which are crucial for EU membership and Western aid. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.